This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you heard during the break, all these statistics, they're just skyrocketing. They're just, man, they're going through the roof. We better hurry up and do something about it. Necessity is the plea of what? It's the plea of tyrants. We better hurry up and do it. Oh, my goodness, friends. What is a PSYOP? I don't think people understand that they're on the board of a PSYOP on the world stage right now. As all the bad guys they complain about and tolerate, they give them control. They're a part of the PSYOP, understanding the PSYOP of which we are a part. If you look at the definition of PSYOP, it's a psychological operation, and their operations to convey selected information, selected, okay? Keep in mind, everything that you're being told about COVID-19 and the statistics right now is a fraud. You're only hearing one side of this propaganda. They're censoring the doctors that are telling you the truth that expose them for who they are. Jeremiah 11:9, read it, okay? Again, PSYOP is defined as psychological operations, our operations to convey selected information, you're hearing it all day, and indicators to audiences to influence their what? Their emotions, their motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and or individuals. Okay? Did you hear that? That's a PSYOP. I went online today for no other reason than to see the lies of vaccinations and how they're being thrown on the American people. Who dares to expose them? And when I went over to Google vaccine lies, you know what pulled up? Vaccine myths debunked. The Italian scientist has become a celebrity by fighting vaccine skeptics. This is all the Google search. Only one-sided. It's all one narrative. COVID vaccine disinformation war is coming. Okay, that's CNBC. Of course, the same people that lie to you 24/7 are the same ones telling you that this to question the vaccinations. There's no reason to. And I just got done telling you what CNBC said. COVID vaccine disinformation war is coming. Well, folks, what is the first thing that's removed to create the war? The truth. And it's the truth that they don't want you to have. Here, let me give you some more headlines through my vaccine lies Google search. False and misleading claims about vaccinations. This is BBC. All what? Hand in glove with those that are selling you the virus that they can't prove. I'll get to more of that in just a moment, okay? Vaccines, the myths and the facts. This is AAAI.org. Nature.com, COVID-19 vaccines, time to talk about the uncertainties. Okay, that sounds a little objective. The Qatar incident, how America's first polio vaccine led to so on and so forth. Right? TheLancet.com, vaccine misinformation and social media. Courthouse News, conspiracy factor already spewing lies about coronavirus. Well, listen, if you tell the American people the truth, they're not going to question the truth. They're questioning your lies because you have a long history of telling lies. And why wouldn't they? Do you see what they're doing, friends? They're browbeating you. This is the definition of what a PSYOP is. Let me go back over to this. In August of this last summer, I did a little piece on the Tanzanian president who exposes the fraudsters for what they are and who they are. The test examples from fruit, goats, motor oil, and the results came back with, are you ready for this? He said, we took samples from goats, we took samples from sheeps, we took samples from pawpaws. We even took samples from car oil, and we took samples from other different things, he said. He's a foreign guy, and he's trying to do his best to speak English. And he goes on, and we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all the samples. Like the sample from the car oil, we named it J. Bill Hamza, 30 years old, male. The result came back negative. He said, the Tanzanian president, when we took the sample from a jackfruit, we named it Sarah Samuel, 45 years old, female. The result came back inconclusive. Okay? This is just exposing the fraudsters for who they are and what it is that they're responsible for. The Tanzanian president went on. He said, we took samples from pawpaw. We named it Elizabeth Anna, 26 years old, female. Result came back positive for coronavirus. Okay? When we took the samples from pawpaw, we named it Elizabeth Anna, and it came back, and the result came back positive that it has corona, said the Tanzanian president. This is from fruit. They didn't know what they were sending into the laboratory, and the results came back favorable and positive, stating that these fruits, which were named human beings, had tested positive for coronavirus. Folks, you can't make this up. This is the same parties that are responsible for aligning themselves, expecting you to believe that this coronavirus is just blowing up statistically. I want to go on here. The Tanzanian president shared with us this last summer, that means, he said, we took the sample from a jackfruit. This was Sarah Samuel. She was 45 years old. She was a female. The result came back inconclusive. Okay? This Elizabeth Anna, 26 years old, female, this was from a sample of pawpaw. It came back positive, is having corona. That means the liquid from the pawpaw is positive concerning coronavirus. He said we took samples from a bird type called quail. The result came back as coronavirus positive. Unbeknownst to those that were doing the testing, he named these fruits and animals human beings, and they came back as having coronavirus. He said we took samples from a rabbit. The result came back as indeterminate. We took samples from a goat. The results came back from the laboratory as coronavirus positive. We're talking about PSYOP, friends. You're a part of it right now. You're the piece on the board that you're allowing them to push around.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it, too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, we're talking about psychological warfare. We're calling it out for what it is, friends. A PSYOP, you are the piece on the board that they are playing, friends. You understand how this works? Psychological operations are operations to convey selected information. That's all you're getting is one side of their propaganda narrative, friends. One side. And indicators to audience to influence their emotions, play them. Use fear to drive them to their resolve. Create the problem, then come around the other side and play the problem solver. That's what's going on. To influence their emotions, motives, and the objective reasoning, and ultimate, the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and or individuals. Right now I'm highlighting, friends, none other than the Tanzanian president who exposes these fraudsters for who they really are. Test examples from fruit, goats, motor oil, and the results came back with, I'm highlighting right now. They took fruit samples and they named them after human beings. Paw Paw was named Elizabeth Anna. She was 26 years old. She's fictitious, friends. She's a female, and when it was sent into the laboratory, the result came back as positive for coronavirus. It was a fruit, okay? They took samples from a goat. The result came back positive from the laboratory as coronavirus positive. They're creating these statistics to drive fear so you cry out for their resolve. This is the oldest trick in the book. This Tanzanian president said we took samples from a sheep and it came back negative, and so on and so on. So now we see this. This is how he said it. So now we see this is how you have to take samples and say that they are humans and the results come back positive. That they have corona. That means all pawpaws should be in isolation. Also, and when they take the goat samples and they are also positive, that means all the goats that we have here by assumption, or maybe the goat with the sample which was taken, should also be in isolation. Now he said this in a foreign language as he was chuckling. And here it is, the joke's on the American people through this PSYOP that's taking place, and the American people still haven't figured it out yet. But the foreigners, that are watching America are trying to tell us the truth of the issue concerning who's responsible for what's going on here. It's a fraud. And no matter how many times I share with the people, the 333 labs in Florida, every one of the tests came back positive, folks, that is unprecedented. But the people, well, they just fall right into line, right? They can't wait because Donald, the poster boy for vaccinations, is on his way using his million-man army to vaccinate you within 24 hours. I didn't say that. He said that. And so did the head of Operation Warp Drive. I didn't say it. I'm not making it up. I'm just telling you what they're saying to you. Oh, by the way, did I also tell you, we're talking about PSYOP right now. You're the piece. You're the piece on the board that's being played. 99% of those who died from virus, were told from the coronavirus in Italy, died from other illnesses. Okay, this is on Bloomberg.com. Folks, again, I can only share with you the facts that I have. And the reason I'm on this again is because you are being inundated in a big, big way concerning the lies through the propagandist to drive you to take their vaccination. Yesterday, I shared more statistics, more findings, doctors telling you what's inside of these vaccinations for the 15th time. And yet the American people are saying, well, you're not telling us the answers that we need. No, here's the answer that you don't want to hear. Okay, I give you the answer from the Word of God, and I give you the answer from the Constitution. And I say to you, take responsibility. See, the problem is with people such as those that complain about the things that I'm sharing with them, they don't want to take responsibility. They want somebody else to do for them what God has appointed them to do, right? And they want someone else to take care of the problem. And I keep trying to highlight the fact that the people that are taking care of the problem are not the people that you want taking care of the problem. Because what you're going to find is when you pull the mask off them as you put yours on, keep in mind, they're the ones creating the problem. Because it's not true. It's a fraud. How many more doctors do I need to put on this radio program to tell you what's going on? How many more audios and videos do I need to play for the American people to figure out that you're under a PSYOP right now in a big way? How many times have I told the American people the narrative is set to go one way and you better not question our narrative, because if you do, we'll use big tech companies and we'll just censor you. And it's exactly what they've done. And who are we under attack by? Our said representatives. But the question I have for you is, are they practicing what they preach? Oh my goodness, friends. I hope you're standing up for this one too. Because this one is brand new. I could write articles all day exposing the truth of the matter if you're willing to hear it. But you are the ones that are going to have to respond concerning what's happening in this country. I can't do it for you, and nobody else is going to do it for you. Okay, you're going to have to take responsibility. I know that to tell Americans that they have to take responsibility, it's a real tough thing now. I know. You know, maybe we should get them a little quiet space. And we can just set them over there and gently tell them that they're under attack by their said representatives. And they're trying to lie to the people and tell them about a virus that doesn't exist to the degree that they're trying to claim it does. And that they're trying to get a vaccination into your arm, and the vaccination's no good. And Scripture's clear when it's warned us for 6,000 years now what we're to do and what we're not to do. And if we want to disobey God, then you can expect the results that you're going to get, and you can rest assured that they're going to be a curse. So in other words, you have coming what you have coming. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? You can't. You can't. You ready for this, friends? Another fraud exposed. See, it's interesting. Politicians verify the truth by taking their masks off, while the deceived population in America, the American people, verify the lies of their politicians they say they don't trust with their masks on. Their walking contradictions is what the American people are. And the government you have is the very government that you deserve. Every country deserves the government that it has because it's a reflection of the people and what it is that they will tolerate and what it is that they won't tolerate. You ready for this? I can't make this up. Remember how I just shared with you the mayor in Denver telling people in Denver to stay home and pass the potatoes, not the COVID, right? And then 37 minutes later, he posted that on his page. And 37 minutes later, he was busted inside of the airport flying to Mississippi to spend time with his family. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. That's what the American people are getting today. I'm going to take it to the next level as to what happened today. L.A. County supervisor dines at restaurant hours after voting to ban outdoor dining. Listen to this.
We were tipped off about this by several people in the restaurant industry. They're frustrated by this and feel this is more hypocrisy from our elected leaders. You'll remember last week, Supervisor Kuehl voted to ban all outdoor dining in L.A. County, said it was too dangerous to allow it. Well, we found out that just hours after she made that vote and hours after she made those comments, she came right here behind us to Il Forno in Santa Monica, where she dined outdoors. And now, local restaurant owners, they're upset by this.
And they should be.
Wait a minute. Restaurants are so dangerous, but you're going to go eat in a restaurant? I mean, to me, it just blows me away. It
sends a message that we're getting direction from people that aren't really believing in the decisions that they're making.
Two local restaurant owners responding to Fox 11's exclusive reporting Monday night that just hours after L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl voted to ban outdoor dining last Tuesday, she came right here to Il Forno in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. Rewind the clock to that Board of Supervisors meeting. That's when Kuehl had said outdoor dining was
too dangerous to continue. It just stopped for a second. So what I said at the offset of this video, friends, is politicians verify the truth by what they do. Action speaks a lot louder than their words. So the politicians are busted lying to the people because they don't believe the fraud. They know it's political theater. They know it's an illusion, said they. Right? But what are the American people doing? The deceived population, through this little psyop that's being played upon them, the deceived population is scared to death as they walk around verifying the lies of the politicians by putting their masks on. They're telling you what you can't unconstitutionally do, and you Americans that should know better, you sit there and you obey their lies rather than the law that exposes them for their crimes against you. You deserve what you get. You say that's unloving, that's hateful. No, it's not. It's scripture. It's totally scripture. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. The truth is stranger than fiction to so many people in this country. And they're trying to figure out why they're under a curse, why they're under the judgments of God. I want to tell you why. Because you refuse to hear and to practice the truth. And the Lord's even showing mercy to you now by showing you these frauds for who they are and what it is that they really believe, and yet you're still going along with it. You get how this works? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A bipartisan group of senators is putting a new coronavirus relief package on the table. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill is a true bipartisan effort.
Republicans and Democrats, neither of us got everything we wanted. Both of us got much of what we wanted. And I think that combination reflects what Congress is supposed to do, reconciling different priorities, but ultimately doing something good for the American people.
President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out top members of his economic team.
A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before.
Biden, wearing a walking boot, opened the event in Delaware by saying, "Help is on the way." Biden selected former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as his pick for Treasury Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the race to develop and distribute a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine well underway, advisors to the CDC are set to meet on Tuesday to decide who will get the vaccine first. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden tells ABC's Good Morning America there's a lot to consider.
I would also expect there to be bumps in the road in the vaccination program. When you vaccinate millions of people, some people get really sick after the vaccination, and you don't know whether that was the vaccine or that was just coincidence. So that has to be studied carefully, or you're going to get all sorts of wild rumors flying around.
President Trump's campaign is raking in the cash almost a month after the election. Multiple reports say his campaign has raised at least $150 million since voters cast their ballots last month. And Starbucks is offering free coffee to healthcare workers and first responders for the entire month of December. Workers will get a free tall brew or iced coffee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yeah, just ignore all those warnings, friends, concerning the vaccines. You heard during the break how many commercials during the news feed of just advocating vaccinations. They've got everybody talking about the vaccinations now rather than the narrative that they couldn't prove. This is dangerous. This is a psyop. Period. This is a psyop. I was just highlighting the fact that politicians are verifying the truth by taking their masks off. They know what the truth is. Okay? That's why they're lying to you. And they're going to be held for lying to you on that day. I wish the American people loved God enough to actually keep his commandments, because we could push that date way up by keeping judgment and putting it upon their heads. Because if this was anybody else doing this, friends, they'd have been thrown in jail for a long, long time. But we have another politician verifying the truth by taking their masks off while the deceived population in America verify their lies with their masks on. I even recently heard a guy say to me, and I was really kind of let down when I heard him, but when I seen him, I seen he had a mask on. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm being an example." You're bearing witness to a lie. You're being an example for who? It ain't the Lord. The Bible says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one with another. And if I want to end that, the Bible says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all of our sins. But the fact of the matter is I didn't need to bring the second part in there. I just wanted to hear it for my own soul's sake. But again, friends, I want you to listen to this. This is the latest. This is brand new. L.A. County supervisor dines at restaurant. I want you to listen to something carefully, too. Again, folks, in this country, we do not have leaders. We have representatives. These, by the way, these guys did a great job in California and Santa Monica here too. So I want to high five these guys for doing a great job. I'm high fiving you. You did a great job there exposing this corrupt politician. But we don't have leaders. We have representatives. And I want to make clear, when you hear them talk about our leaders, these people are not my leaders. They're there to do a job for me. I'm not there to live according to their unconstitutional edicts. But this is in Santa Monica, just hours after Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban outdoor dining at L.A. in Los Angeles, right? County's 31,000 restaurants over COVID-19 safety concerns. She visited a restaurant in Santa Monica where she dined outdoors. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Off about this by several people within the restaurant industry. They're frustrated by this and feel this is more hypocrisy from our elected leaders. You'll remember last week, Supervisor Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining in L.A. County, said it was too dangerous to allow it.
Oh.
We found out that just hours after she made that vote and hours after she made those comments, she came right here behind us to Il Forno in Santa Monica where she dined outdoors. And now local restaurant owners, they're upset by this.
I would be too.
Wait a minute, restaurants are so dangerous, but you're going to go eat in a restaurant? I mean, to me, it just blows me away. It
sends a message that we're getting direction from people that aren't really believing in the decisions that they're making.
Two local restaurant owners responding to Fox 11's exclusive reporting Monday night that just hours after L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban outdoor dining last Tuesday, she came right here to Il Forno in Santa Monica.
Brand new.
Dined outdoors.
Brand new.
Rewind the clock to that Board of Supervisors meeting. That's when Kuhl had said outdoor dining was too dangerous to continue to allow during our surge in COVID cases.
And then there's the issue of the 6-foot distance. It's a bit of magical thinking on everyone's part to think that at any restaurant, anywhere, the server keeps a 6-foot distance from the table where he or she is taking an order. So the servers are not protected from us, and they're not protected from their other six tables.
Anybody sick of this yet?
At that particular time, plus all of the hours in which they're
working. Jokes on you, America.
So it is a most dangerous situation.
Of course it is.
Evidently not dangerous enough for
exactly.
The supervisor to get a final restaurant visit in before the ban went into effect on Wednesday. Her spokeswoman telling us, quote, she did dine al fresco at Il Forno on the very last day it was permissible. She loves Il Forno and has been saddened to see it, like so many restaurants, suffer from a decline in revenue. She ate there, taking appropriate precautions, and sadly will not dine there again until our public health orders permit. Michael Voltaggio is a local restaurant owner who was stunned by Kuhl's decision.
For me, it's just proof of the continuous hypocrisy and just the lack of leadership and education as to what's happening right now and this sort of shoot from the hip mentality that's not doing anyone any good.
Josiah Citrin also owns multiple restaurants across L.A. County.
It's just disappointing that someone would make that decision to go out and eat, and obviously
disappointing.
I have no idea why you vote
this
that
is
way.
Criminal. This isn't disappointing.
Dinner in too before it's over. It makes no sense to me.
Citrin says he even reached out to Kuhl's office to try and talk to her about the decision to ban outdoor dining, but was ignored.
I don't want an apology. Apology is not going to help anybody have money in their pocket. I think we need a reversal of decision.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn, who strongly opposed the decision to ban outdoor dining, reacted to our reporting tonight on Fox 11's special report with Alex Michelson.
We have to remember that we who are in public office are held to a very high standard, as we should be.
That's right.
And one of the things I'm realizing with some of these new restrictions, if we can't garner the trust of the public to be with us in this fight against the virus, then we've lost a big battle.
There you have it.
I'm feeling that now, 9 months into this, is we're beginning to lose the trust of the public.
Remember how I told you, friends, how this is just, they've lost the narrative? She's exactly right. Well, what she's saying is we're losing our narrative. Why? Because the people are catching on to the fact that this isn't really what we're declaring that it is. Now, folks, this is on the heels in Santa Monica of the governor who stepped all over himself. We played that audio for you last week for not wearing a mask and for social gathering. And he sits there with a smile on his face. He didn't apologize in any sense of the word. He just said that he should have knew better than that. He should have walked out rather than sat down. Folks, people are talking about how this is disappointing. You heard this on this report. It's not disappointing. This is criminal. Again, why don't people, why is it so far out of sight and out of mind to understand these people do not have a right to break the law, to transgress the law? They are selling you something that does not exist. And if it did exist, do you think they would be being discovered for not having on their proper attire? Gosh, whoa. How do you fix stupid, someone asked me yesterday. Well, you know what? There's a willful stupidity. And by the way, it is a word. Webster's 1828. Dull and insensible. Okay, if it's demeaning, stupid people are bringing it upon themselves. Period. Someone just put a post out there of a mask. It's a smoke mask with a ventilator on it. And it's like nothing's going to get through. Firefighters wear them. And then there's a painting mask, and it has two ventilators on each side, right? Filters. And then there's a mining mask. It's like, oh, there's nothing that's going to get through that. And then there's pesticides with the shield and two ventilators on the side and one in the front. I mean, they've got it pretty well covered as far as making sure that nothing gets inside of their lungs or the air that they breathe. And then there's another one, a mask with radioactive, which brings a tube right into an oxygen tank. And then it shows the deadliest virus in history, or so they would have you believe, with a little piece of paper covering your mouth. And they want you to believe that this is real. Again, folks, this is PSYOP. This is what's happening. You're the piece on the game board that they're moving around. Lord, how do I say it any different? They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Yes, but you got to fight through and break down the wall of deception to get to the light. It's called the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. So, folks, all of this just today, then last week it was the California governor. In between there was the mayor in Denver, Colorado. Keep in mind, the sodomite, Jared Polis, who's the governor there, said that businesses that are kicking up against his unconstitutional edicts, he called them selfish bees. I'm not going to say the word because it's out of context. He called them selfish bees. He didn't say anything about his mayor acting in a criminal fashion. Of course not. He didn't even address it. He started to talk about him and his family. This is what politicians do. They stonewall the truth, and the American people let them do it. This is on the heels of a hot mic at a Michigan press conference where the signer said that we have to keep up the illusion of social distancing. This on the heels of the hot mic, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and State Representative Ullman laughing about it, laughing about the deception they're selling the people. She was caught talking to the governor, and they both laughed after she said it. She was caught calling face masks political theater. Okay, and this is on the heels of Nancy Pelosi getting busted in a salon without her mask on. And these are all the people that are just adamant about making sure that you do what they say. You better do what we say. And yet we have federal judges telling you they don't have the authority to do it. But what do you have? You have the American people going right along with the tyrants because they don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be polarized. They don't want anybody, you know, telling them that maybe they're endangering someone else's life. No, that's the accuser of the brethren. That comes straight from the pit of hell. See, these people are the ones that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, and they want you to believe that they're looking out for you and your safety. Friends, we're talking about PSYOP right now, and I am countering the lies that are being thrown on you 24/7. The fact of the matter is, America, I can only give you so much light, and you're going to have to respond to it because I can't do it for you. Now, what we're going to be doing, friends, when I come back, I had a friend from Pennsylvania send me a communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. Okay, PSYOP. And I'm going to show you the parallel as to what's going on here in America today. Sons of...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, so we're talking about psychological operations, PSYOPs. They're operations to convey selected information, okay, and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, that's what you're seeing, organizations in cahoots with them, that's what you're seeing, groups and or individuals. I'm going to take a quick phone call from California. I got Pam calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, ma'am? Oh, and then she hangs up. So you hang on for 10 minutes, and then when I pick you up, you hang up. Okay, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies that you're being inundated with 24/7 by the mainstream media. If you go to the right side of the page there, you'll see us. That will be the platform. Always go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. In case we're deplatformed again, and you'll always find us there. Right now, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go to the right side of the page, there we are. Click onto the video on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and join us on Top Chat. If you want to go to beforeitsnews.com, the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto Top Chat. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. I'm going to define some more PSYOP taking place. One of my friends from Pennsylvania just sent it over, and I thought it was worthy of covering. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. So we have communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. This is a Biderman report of 1956 in parallel to what you're seeing through COVID-19. So this is the chart of coercion, okay? So isolation, deprive individuals of social support of his ability to resist. Make individuals independent upon the captors, right? That's right. Create the problem, then play the problem solver. Okay. Keep your eyes fixed on those. And by the way, that's a sure sign that the media is working hand in glove with the conspirators because they're the ones keeping it alive. They're showing you, in this particular case, they're showing you something that doesn't exist, but they're manufacturing this. They're contriving this. They're throwing it on you as if it's real concerning a virus. And the same people that are telling you the problem are the same ones coming in and playing the problem solver. There you have the source. Okay? There you have the source of the issue right there in this particular case. Make individuals dependent upon the captors, right? Oh, we're so afraid. Give us the vaccination. There you have it. Individual develops into intense concern with self. How many people are afraid today? Okay? This is the chart of coercion. Now let's go over to COVID-19 in parallel. Isolation. Social distancing, isolation from loved ones, massive job loss, solitary confinement, semi-isolation, quarantines, containment camps. You see any difference? Nope. Just, 60, 70 years later? See, folks, there's nothing new under the sun. The devil, he has only so many cards he can play. A good cop knows how enemies or criminals operate, and so should you. Let's go to the next one. Chart of coercion, okay? Monopolization of perception fixes all attention upon immediate predicament. What is the media doing right now? The vaccines, the vaccines, the vaccines. After they share with you, oh my goodness, the coronavirus statistics are just skyrocketing. Look at their skyrocketing. Look at their skyrocketing. And then what do? The vaccinations are on their way. Within 2 weeks, they're coming. Who's going to be first with the vaccinations? They've already pushed you to that point. This is a psyop. Frustrate all actions not consistent with compliance. This is what big tech companies are doing right now. If they're not compliant, then they're going to censor you. It's exactly what they're doing. We're talking of the chart of coercion, okay? Eliminate it's kind of hard to see, friends, but competing with those controlled by the captor, okay? Then going over to COVID-19. So that's back in the 50s, 1956, now going to COVID-19. What's the difference? Okay? Here we go. Restrict movement. Create boredom. Prevent gatherings, meetings, concerts, sports. Dominate all the media 24/7 and censor information that goes in contrast to our narrative. You're a part of a psyop. Chart of coercion. Induced debility and exhaustion. Weakens mental and physical ability to resist. People become worn out by tension and fear. This is why I talked a couple weeks ago about how they're trying to fatigue you into compliance. This is what tyrants do. They're fatiguing you into compliance through forced compliance, might I add, little by little. And they're using your money against yourselves. Going to COVID-19 in parallel. Induced debility. Forced to stay at home. All media is negative, except what they give is the resolve. Not permitted to exercise or socialize. What's the difference? There isn't any. Right? Chart of coercion, threats, cultivates anxiety and despair. That's what they want to do. They want to play the savior, friends. That's why they're oppressing you. If you were in the Word of God, this would not be happening. You are what you eat. The Lord said, if you keep your eyes fixed on me, Hebrews 12:2, going over to 1 John 5:2, guess what? Our faith over, if we keep our eyes fixed on him, we're going to overcome. We're going to be made more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Right? Going to 1 John 4, the one before that was Romans 8:37. So what do you have? Cultivates anxiety and despair. This is what the media is doing with the players on the stage of deception called politicians, right? It says give demands and consequences for non-compliance. What's happening? Throw them in jail. If they meet for Thanksgiving, throw them all in jail. Call the cops on them, said this bisexual Kate Brown in Oregon. Now, instead of the American people rising up and throwing her in jail for her crimes against we the people, nope, they're just going to sit back and they're going to suffer her abuse until a couple people are thrown in jail. And then they're going to let her be promoted up the political ladder so she can go to a higher position to cause more damage. That's what happens when you refuse to obey God. It's exactly what happens. Let's go over to COVID-19 in parallel. Threats and intimidation. Threaten to close businesses, levy fines, predict extension of quarantine, which they've done. Oh, remember, it started out just wear your mask for a couple weeks. What, 7 months later, friends, here we are, and the American people are being good little sheep, aren't they? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what they're doing. Threats and intimidation, predict extension of quarantine, force vaccines, create containment camps, right? The poster boy, Donald Trump, talking about vaccinations that nobody else is talking about because they're still waiting to be are convinced of a virus. He's already got them on the vaccinations. How people just stumble over the top of this administration as if to suggest he did not give a platform to Bill Gates and to Anthony Fauci. You've got to be kidding me. He's the one selling his vaccinations for him. How do you deceive yourselves into believing that one? Let's go to the next one. We're talking about chart of coercion, okay? Occasional indulgences, provide motivation for compliance, hinder adjustment to deprivation, create hope for change. Yep, the change they want, you're being corralled right now, folks. This is a psyop, okay? Create hope for change and reduce resistance, yep, little by little, until they have absolute control. This keeps people unsure of what is happening. Where is everybody at today? They are unsure. Why? Because they are not standing up and taking responsibility for their government. They're allowing a bunch of traitors, a bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48, to take the helm of their particular cities and their states and their country, and they're waiting on them to then be told what it is that they can and cannot do. That is not American government, friends. That is not American government, for the record. So let's go over COVID-19 in parallel. We go to occasional indulgences, right? Allow reopening of some stores, services, at least temporarily. Let restaurants open, but for only a certain capacity. This is just humorous, friends. Increase more people allowed to gather. Follow concessions with tougher rules. This is called totalitarianism, uneducated ones. This is a psyop for more control. Chart of coercion, this will be the last one. Demonstrate omnipotence. Play God. Demonstrate futility of resistance. Show who's in charge. It's the people in this country are letting them do it. Provides positive motivation for compliance. COVID-19 today, in comparison to the Biderman report of 1956, shut down entire economies across the world. What's happening? This is why Europe's up in arms right now. Create money out of nowhere. They're trying to create a new system of currency, friends. Cashless. Just ask Disney. Force dependency. Develop total surveillance within the nanochips and 5G. Where are we at? There was two more to go, but I don't have time for it today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. I'm sorry. We'll talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.